Michael Grange is with us. Good morning, sir. Does it come simply down to that, that they just didn't put the biscuit in the basket enough? I mean, they from a volume perspective, Michael, they never taken more threes than they did in last night's game. They just didn't sink enough of them.
Right, and you know, they did make 18 threes, which is a good number. I mean, they've had, this wasn't one of these games, like I recall a game back in Miami, I think they were 6 of 30 or something, some horrific number. So this wasn't like they couldn't shoot at all. They were 18 of 52, 35%. That's a little bit off their average, but it's not a disaster. I think, you know, the concerning thing maybe is they, I don't think they can play better defense than they did. I mean, they were, you know, in almost every measure, I thought really, really good defensively, and they forced a ton of Bucks misses. I mean, you held them to 38%. That's, people forget. I mean, this is, you know, also one of the best offensive teams in the NBA. And usually you yourself, when you know, they missed nearly 60 shots, the Raptors did. When you miss that many shots, usually the ball's going back to you in a hurry, and there's all kinds of transition, and you know, the other team's offensive numbers start going up and up and up. So I think the concern from the Raptors' point of view is that they played that well defensively, and, you know, they still lost by double figures. And, you know, I think the Bucks, there's a few elements there that that the Raptors, as they're constructed, as almost every team in the NBA is constructed, are going to have a hard time dealing with.
They come out and play great in the first half. They get a 12-point lead at one point, and then all of a sudden kind of taper off in the second half. What I know you mentioned how well they played defensively, and then we also know how cold, you know, the starters were for the Raptors. What do you think was the thing in the second half that happened where Milwaukee was able to take over the game?
I mean, I think the Raptors got into a kind of one of those ruts, especially in the third quarter. They turned it over five times. I don't know how many times they had the shot block when they did go in the paint, but, you know, it was 10 for the game, and I feel like about half of them were in the third quarter. And it just, again, goes to the Bucks' level of defense where they just were able to tighten the screws that much more. And similarly, at the other end, find a little bit of rhythm. And I got to give a lot of credit to Giannis Antetokounmpo. You know, on paper, not one of his great games. You know, the guy comes in averaging 30 points in 30 minutes, and literally, he only plays 30 minutes a night, and he gets 30. And he had to play 38, so, you know, that's a triumph in itself when, you know, you make him up his minutes like that. He only had, 19, and he was 5 of 14 from the floor. But he just looks like, to my eye, looks like he's taking that extra little step in terms of really understanding how to trust his teammates. And, you know, they didn't have a great shooting night, but I thought his decision-making overall was very, very good. And he got rewarded a bit for that in the third quarter, in the second half in particular, as you know, the Bucks started making some shots. And I think it was interesting talking to him after the game, and, you know, he had a great line. He just says, "I'm stubborn." And, you know, so Coach Bud says being stubborn is my worst quality and my best quality. And it's, you know, and it's hard when you're as talented and driven as he is, and is able to have so much success, just playing with such force and drive and you know, almost like this straight line, like running back mentality sometimes, because he's so physically dominant. But, you know, he's aware of that, and he's aware that he's going to, and I think he learned at the hands of the Raptors last year in the playoffs that he's going to have to find a way around the wall here and there. And I think he's showing signs of that. And that's, I think those signs were there in the second half.
Well, and Michael, I think this is probably true for any elite athlete. Part of what makes you great is that alpha dog, that type A mentality, right? And so not that any of these players are necessarily the same, but from a personality perspective, it's worth pointing out. Like, Kobe was the guy who was not just wanted the shot, was going to take the shot. LeBron James at times in his career has faced criticism for being a facilitator at key times. And so it's striking that balance, right? But it really is about the trust in your teammates.
It is, and it's an ability to read it, and I think, you know, Scotty, you put it perfectly. I mean, It's probably the hardest thing to do in any sport. You know, you have a quarterback who just is so confident, you know, the Brett Favre model, just so confident in his ability to, you know, put a ball, you know, through a pinhole type thing. And you got to be like that. You got to believe deeply in your talent. And in basketball, maybe more than any other, because, you know, you are able. Nine nights out of ten, you know, against, you know, two-thirds of the league, or maybe even in Giannis's case, you know, four-fifths of the league, you're able to just simply impose your will at any given moment. But all of a sudden, you know, you've been doing things one way for 82 regular season games and maybe a first or second round playoff series, and then all of a sudden you can't. There you're playing a better opponent, an opponent that's got a different level of personnel, that's got a different level of collective IQ, and that's obviously describing the Raptors last year. And what you did all year doesn't work. And so Giannis is only 25 years old, which is incredible. And, you know, you can tell that he is still working but open-mindedly, like trying to figure out and strike the balance you're talking about. And he'll figure it out. I can guarantee and promise you that. And he's getting closer and closer all the time. And when he does, I'm not sure how anyone in this league is going to stop him.
With Michael Grange of Sportsnet off of the Raptors' 11-point loss to Milwaukee down at the Scotiabank Arena last night.
I got to ask you quickly about Drake pregame kind of trolling the Bucks and Giannis. Does any of that come into play? Do players actually care, Michael?
They would never say they do. They would also might say they don't notice or didn't notice. They'd be lying about that. Giannis said, look, it's good. Nice he cares about me. I don't care about him. And you recall in the spring, like, Drake made quite a scene of himself, right? Mm-hmm. And when the Raptors were 0-2, it was kind of like, dude, like, you got to back off here. I mean, you're really going to – you're riling up the wrong – you're poking the wrong bear. But, they overcame it. But, listen, Drake's Drake. And the nice thing about being an NBA champion, not that Drake is an NBA champion, is – you have the ultimate troll job. So until the Bucks win one, Drake can troll all he wants, I guess.
Thanks for this, pal. Good of you to do it. We'll catch up very soon.
Thanks, guys.